Kuf Mem Aleph, we're at the end of Sif Dalid, last chelik of Sif Dalid. We spoke about the Isser of making the tzurais and images that are iti and shamayim. There's the Issa Asiya. And if a guy makes it, there's an Issa Lahachzikai Mibnei HaChashad. Those are the things we learned. It is a deraisa to make it. It's a drabonu Lahachzika Mibnei HaChashad. So here at the end, on the page where the page turns over to Samach Dalad, it says Shemitzayrim b'kaisel b'samonim mutalasaisan. It says that you're allowed to make the images we've discussed so far, angels, people, by painting them on the wall. That if it's on a wall, then it's mutter, presumably because it's not a tzura that's bailait. And a tzura that's not by light is mutter. Now here, there's an important exception. The exception is the tzura schamel of anav kechavim. That's also bein bailtais bein shekas. Bein bailtais bein shekas. So, to make the images of the moon, the stars, the heavenly bodies, is totally osur. This is one of those isurim deraisas that people are over all the time, unfortunately, because people don't realize the chaymer hadavar. Even to take a picture of a sunset is not so poshut, because to draw a painting of a sunset is certainly aser. To take a photograph, maybe that's mutter. The question is if it's called that you're making the tzura. In the old films, there was a heter once printed from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of the kuntresin, that when you take a picture, you're not making the tzura. It's when you develop the picture. When you develop a film, that's when you're making the tzura, and not when you're taking it. To put it up as a screensaver, that's a good point. It would seem to be us. It seems to be a problem. It's every time you put it up, you're putting it up new. Everything on a computer is mutter. I thought everything on a computer is us. You know, last night, and I want to tell you, I don't even know what to do with this. A 25-year-old here from the shul, 26-year-old, came to my house. He tells me, you have to convince all the people in the shul that they have to protect their computers from the kids. Everybody's seeing bad things on it. People don't have filters. I don't know, I'm going to have to get up in Shabbos and just say it. But and, you know, he's a good kid, and he says he's getting messed up by it. And he said the parents just don't get it. Every parent trusts his own child. He says, nothing to do with trust. It's just a normal taiva. I don't know. I'm just telling you. You should know about it. It's an awful thing. Anyway, so getting back to the moon and the sun, this is an issa that people are unaware of. Drawing pictures of a moon, a sun, or stars is aser. Okay, now regarding the heavenly bodies, if it's not complete, it's mutter. But if you have a crest of a moon, that's aser, even though it's not complete, but it's complete the way it's seen. That's called complete. If you draw a picture of it the way it's seen, then that's problematic. Now this is a serious problem. People, I don't know what to do. In camp, in Benos, they have every summer, they have a theme. One year the theme had something to do with the sun. And I kept on telling them they can't put it into the, and you know, in the camp magazine, they can't have a picture of the sun, they can't have a painting of the sun, everything they can't do. So they kept on bringing me, everybody else does it, Rias. Now, how does the Hamodia have a picture of a sun? When they have the forecast, they print on a sunny day, they have a little box, Sunday, they have a picture of a sun. What's the heck to have a picture of a sun? They're printing a picture of a sun. To tell a guy to print it is also aser, it says, in Chav Gimel. That to tell a guy is also aser. Shachov Gimel said, "Asa loy mila akum lasaisan." Well, what's the heter? I mean, this is something. It's all over the place, and people have no clue that it's aser. And the Yiddish newspapers have the covers. They have decorations. You go into sukkahs, you have decorations. What? No, it's just a deraisa. Remember, there are two isurim. To make it is a deraisa leisasoniti. Nothing to do with avodah zara. To hold it in the achshad, when a guy made it, if a guy made it not based on your say-so, to have in your house, then it's mutter. So if you have the hamodiyah in your house, as a picture of a son, you don't have to destroy it. So you're allowed to have it, so no one uses Avay Dezara. But making it is an Isidere Isa. That's not because of Avay Dezara. No, no. That's the way it should be. But the Modiya has. Anybody brought a Modiya today? The Modiya of Sunday, the forecast has a full sun.
You don't have a full sun. A lot of times, but they put some, they put like lines, like rays.
But that's made to make it look like a sun. But it's made to make it look like a sun. Not every circle is our sun. No, but it's not a full sun. It's only a half sun. See, that's the thing. That if it's not a full sun, then it's mutter. The rays are mutter. It might be half done. You're right. You're right. But if you put clouds in front of it, it should be okay. If you put a tree in front of it, it's a chabutah. That says nachrayim. Now, if you have a painting and you can see through the tree, you can see the sun or the moon, and it's not full, that's certainly mutter. The question is, if you have clouds in front of it, it's okay. I think when they did it up here, I told them to put clouds in front of part of the sun. It shouldn't be an image of the sun.
Taking a picture of the sunset when the sun is half down and half up.
No, they're right. It shouldn't be no different than a half moon. Yeah, yeah.
But
the kids' coloring books, yeah.
So how the moon is
okay. I don't know. The way the kids color is not so much of a problem. But
you take a picture of your family with the sunset behind it, that's a problem.
Yeah. If you have the ball of the sun in the picture, if you have the sky, that's fine. But the ball of the sun, you cannot have that. If you have people in front of the sun, that's fine.
Mark, if your family's on the sun, you can take a picture.
My son was in the Harvard year. That cluster.
It's not us about Noah. Okay, let's see. We're going to discuss that at length. I just wanted first, before we get back to the heterim of the sun, yeah. If you do a full sun, then it's a problem. Yeah. Fine.
We're talking about the color of the sun, even just with black also.
What?
That's with the color, yellow color?
If someone looks at it and he says, hey, that's a picture of the sun, then it's a problem. Okay, whatever is meant to be the sun, whatever looks like
a circle with rays and the lines coming out, that's the sun?
If people look at it and they say, that's the sun, then it's the sun. Then. A globe is mutter. Earth is mutter. Earth is not a celestial body. Even though a scientist will tell you Earth is one of the planets, which it is, but it's not, it depends where you're standing. Yeah. But it's not a celestial body. The globe, you're allowed to make a globe. But the other things are us. Now, I want to get to that theorem at the end. But first, I want to just learn Taz Yud Beis regarding pictures of people. The Das Gemara's Kash and Tuturutzma, the next piece of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama.
But
the issue of a picture of a human being, as you know, it's already been accepted in Klal Yisrael that photographs or even paintings of human beings is mutter. Now, there are some who are makbid, not many, but there are some who are makbid not to have pictures taken from them, mukubalim. What is the makar? So, there are two makairis, one in halacha, one in Kabbalah, both on the page. First, the Taz Yud Beis. We learned in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed, the only thing that's osur to make a two-dimensional picture are the heavenly bodies. Now, I should have explained the reason for that. The reason is that when you see a human being, the human being appears three-dimensional to our eyes. When you see the sky, you see the heavenly bodies. The heavenly bodies appear two-dimensional to the eye. They're so far away that you don't see the depth of what you're seeing. And that's the reason that the Kechavim Azolos are also even a picture. But She'en Kein, the angels and the rest, Amutter, it's only Osir Tzura Bailetes, only a Tzura that protrudes like a statue, and not a painting or a drawing. Now the Taz Yud Beis brings that this itself is a machlekes rishayim. Let's see the Taz. Mash b'kol atzurais asurais de'le'el mutal asaisim k'shen shaken. It's masha that all the tzuris mentioned previously that we learned in the beginning of the sif are mutter if they're shekeya, if they're not bailet, if they're an image that's not, doesn't protrude. Aber betur hebi achkach b'shem Ramban, shekosu b'chol ma she'osu min ha'tayra, shum lo'isah saniti, dahinu arba panim shem b'madr shechina, that those are the heavenly bodies, the bus malachim shemadar elyayin, the bus chama levana kechav mazalai shemadar atachtayin, u'tumasadam, all the things that are rosham, shum lo'isah saniti, lo'isah san oisi, piris k'dmusha, nimara atzmi l'neviyim. Anything that's an image that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Nevi'im, kol eilu asa beit shekeh main bailet. It's also no matter what. Elo b'shart surais yishkam keinis ala saisan, v'hum midrabanan. Shart surais means other things that goyim are oivin, other images that goyim serve which are not l'sasuniti. Those are midneha cheshad, those are drabanan. Sham yesh chilek min shekeh ala bailet. So he says, the surim derais l'sasuniti, it's also even to draw a picture, or to paint a picture. And when do we find a heter to do it two-dimensionally? Only by the drabanan diketsuris, which are tsuris of an avodah zara that are also mei chashad. Memele gam b'hanach she'asa min ha'tayra la'asayson el de'shiyasan mutim min ha'tayra b'asa midrabanan. Things that you're not allowed to make, but if a guy made it, you're allowed to keep it. Mishum chashada gam b'hem yeshchilik by shekeh le'bailit. So that's a drabanan. But to make it, he says, is also deizu hevi aram b'shem harishayni because of lo shekeh nikar. Chiyach came in a Talmud. Im kein tema al Shulchan Aruch shulei hevi das Ramban. Ulinyan halacha vadei she'im lahakol klal neged divrei Ramban v'ator masikein chen haran. So he is paskening. Marichami kasla das Ramban shemidi disur min atar b'siyasan shiyasam drabanan asur b'siyasan afilu b'shekas. So he's bringing here the Ramban shita, and this is a marker for the, in halacha for those who don't want you to take pictures of a human being, who say that taking a photograph of a human being or a drawing or a painting of a human being is asur. It's based on this shita that all the isurim that are deraisas are asur even if they're flat, even if they're two-dimensional. That's the shita Saramban. Now the Taz is a das yachid to paskin this way. We don't paskin this way, and this is evident from the fact that everyone takes pictures, every chasna they have pictures. But nevertheless, there is a daya, and that's the Ramban Shita, which Taz holds you have to pass like a halacha, that a tsuras adam is awesome. Now, having said that, first of all, let me also point out, Pischei Tshuva Zayim brings a Kabbalistic source, Ayin B'Sefer Yaris Devash, Chelek Av Drushbeis, that is Rav Yehudah Sinaipshitz, in Tazayin, Shemazim Ma'oid, Shaloi Liyas B'Sei Chabayis Tzura Metzuriya B'Kais Halei B'Luach, shouldn't have in your house an image drawn on the wall or on a luach, on a tablet. After al pidin ein isarak b'tzur b'letes, b'kol b'okim yesh lehizayir. He says something about the ruchis hatumah being there. I don't know exactly what all the phrases mean. But he says that the tzur of a person brings not good influences into a house. And that's why al pi kabbalah, there are those who ask it, the ben ishchai in parshas matos, where he has this, says to be mekel only b'mokim tzayrach. And I think it's known the one picture of the Ben Ish Chai, the one picture of the Ben Ish Chai that was taken was when he someone funded a trip for him to Eretz Yisrael, and in exchange he allowed them to take one picture of him. So they got the whole family together, and they took a big picture with the Ben Ish Chai in the middle, and the whole family is there. So the Dairis, they cropped out the family, and they only have they took the Ben Ish Chai from it. But if you get the, you know, if you can find it, you can find the picture of the whole family there. But again, la loch it's mutu, the gedei l'ma meikel, because we don't pass now like this pesach shuv and like the Taz.
Didn't that change? No. At one point they all fell as usher, and then at one point they decided to come along with it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think there's a time when everyone fell as usher. I think that I mentioned the Chacham Tzvi didn't allow his picture taken. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, his son, has a tshuva. He writes in the tshuva that the one picture they are drawing, they're not photographs then, the one drawing they have of my father is when they tricked him when he visited England. They had him in a room with a one-way mirror, and there was a painter in the other room, and they stalled him, they spoke to him while the painter painted the picture. And he says that's the only picture they had. Yaakov Emden was a big kanoi. He doesn't criticize the ones who did it. He just says it's a matter of factly that his father was makfid, and they drew the picture.
There were no pictures of Yisrael Salanter.
No picture of Sol Salanter. Is that because no one happened to take a picture? Because he was makfid.
Well, the time has one picture. In this world.
What?
No, the one they use is not.
He's going to have to look like that when Mashiach comes, because
the idea that the son of the moon, like way bigger than the is already more.
No, like, there are two things. Because Sasaniti, the Deraisa, yeah. That's not what Avodah Zarah. That's us no matter what. Mm-hmm. Angels are also, because Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to the Vim, the form of angels, these things. It's not the Avodah Zarah.
It's Sasaniti,
Mosam, Sham, Shani,
Moe. How do we know exactly?
We know exactly what they look like. Yecheskel describes exactly what they look like.
So
that's the description.
But the way we
the two winged angels should be okay. There are no two winged angels that I recall.
Six winged angels.
Six or four.
If you make a three-dimensional image of the moon, of the sun, that's mutter?
It's also for sure.
But this, the two-dimensional, that's where it appears as a two-dimensional. Because
right. But three-dimensional certainly looks like the sun. The Kiddush is even two-dimensional. You can't, that can be made, it looks more real.
So you
can't draw pictures. If you're hired or not hired.
What about
what?
IMAX?
What?
IMAX.
Yeah, it's what about that? There's no way sound on. A guy's allowed to do it. Pashtus. I mean, the question. Ramesh says a guy's allowed to do it. If a guy's allowed to do it, you can go to planetarium and look at it. Now, when they have the science projects in school, it's based on the next line.
Where are we now?
At the end of Sif Dalid. The Gemara asks how it is that in Rabbi Gamliel's house, they had images of the moon, the sun, that they used to question the Eidim. So the Gemara has a number of terutzim. One teretz is l'slamit shani, that you're allowed to do it for purposes of learning. And another teretz is rabim shani. The Gemara is shani, Rabbi Gamliel, d'achirim osuloi. Rabbi Gamliel didn't make it, others made it. So the Gemara says there's an isach shad anyway. So the Gemara says rabim shani. The place where there's a rabim, there's no chashad that it's avodah zarah. These two kulis are brought here at the end of Sif Dalet. Now, it does need some explanation. That when there's a rabbin, no one's going to think it's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, if someone has it in his house, they'll think it's Avodah Zarah. But in the place of the rabbin, the Beis Hanasi. There's no chashad that somebody is over it in the Nasi's house.
We're not
talking about Sasaniti. All right, okay. Let me remind you. When we said it's us of Nea Chashad earlier in this Sif, there was a machlaikis what Nea Chashad meant. Also la shayson. So why is it also to keep it Nea Chashad? So the Taz test said, Shad shichtu shayvid lahem. The Taz and Sifkot and test said, Chashad is a Chashad of Avodah Zarah. And according to that, the teretz of Rabim Shani makes a lot of sense. That if it's a Rabim, they're not going to be Chayshim. However, the Gra disagreed. The Gra there in Chaf Aleph, at the end of Chaf Aleph, the Chaf Aleph is a very long one, but at the very end, he said, Mishum Chashad, Dasi Yasan. He said, the Chashad is because of a Chashad that they're going to think he made it. If it's a Chashad, they're going to think he made it, that's more problematic, what Rabim Shani. And the truth is, the Rambam and the Rif leave out Rabim Shani. This Teretz Rabim Shani, the Rosh brings it. The Mechaber who goes with his Shita, the Mechaber Shita throughout Shulchan Aruch is that you take the three Gedalei HaPaiskim, the Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, and if two out of three say one way, we paskin that way. Since the Rambam and the Rif was Sfaradim, and the Rosh lived actually the second half of his life in Sfarad also, he ran away. But so he ends up paskening like the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef paskens like the Rambam all the time. Here, the Rambam and the Rif don't bring it, so the Mechaber leaves it out. The Ramah brings Yesh Matir Mishal Rabin Delek HaChashada Tor B'Shem Arash. So let's talk about now that Yesh Matir in Delek HaChashada. So the Shah says in Yizayin Pirish LaHashayson. That Lech HaChashad is a heter to keep them from the Lech HaChashad B'Rabim.
Which
Shach Chav Zayin. It's kept in the Beis HaNasi. It was a statue in the house of the Nasi, which is a place the Rabbim came. So no one's going to think it's an Avodah Zarah. The Chav Zayin. Pirish La'Saisan, Mishum the Lech HaChashad B'Rabim. Aval La'Saisan, Echilip Ha'Yachad the Rabbim, making it a Nisa Der Aisa. Because Rebbe Ruchim, Afagav the B'Rabim Lech HaChashad so even though it's not chashad, it's not nice. You should try not to have statues. Now here, the big question is what the heter of of Imlislamed Shari. The big question is, what does that mean, Lislamed Shari? Does that mean to teach Torah? Somebody wants to teach Torah, so you're allowed to make a picture of a sun and a moon. You were teaching the Kesugi Meses of Shoshana, so you make an image of a sun and a moon to explain Shkia Sachama, to explain the Edis of the Raya Chaydesh. Or is that mutter even in the science class? Even if you're teaching sciences, is that also mutter? You don't want to teach anything to do with Torah, you want to teach something that has to do with secular knowledge. So the only tshuva I'm aware that mentions this is some seif in Yeridei, tshuva kuf chav ches, and he's machmir. He says l'slamit shari has to be limud haTorah. Now l'maisa we have to look at some seifer. However, it's hard to understand. How do we know l'slamit shari? Because the Torah says that you shouldn't leisasun. It says the lashon asiya. So the Gemara says asiya hadaser. Hal Islamid Shari, that's the Lashon of the Gemara. So it's a miyut of a silvid lasais, lasis huda asar aval limut shari. So that's hard to understand. That miyut is that limut shari is not included in the pasuk. If you're making it for the sake of making it, it's asar. Making it for the sake of teaching, it's mutar. So that's one thing that seems to be a bit problematic. There's a second thing, and that's the following. Chazal say that learning astronomy is part of Limud HaTorah. That learning the astronomy, at least the parts of the Negeah to Torah, the astronomy itself is Ki Chachmaschem Ubinaschem La'enei Ha'amim, Zul Cheshbet Tekufis HaMazalos. The Gemara says that the Cheshbet of the Tekufis and the Mazalos and everything has to do with the Meilin and the Mazalos are the constellations. These things are Limud HaTorah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a very nice introduction to Shekel HaKadosh, a sefer on Hilchus Kiddush HaKadosh. He writes that when the Chazon Ish learned Hilchus Kiddush HaKadosh, and he did mathematical calculations, that those papers, they were only numbers. It was pure numbers. It said, you're right, a month. I once flew for a chasna to Canada, and Beryl, your son, was flying there also. And I told him, bring along some paper and a calculator. I want to do something. So I got there, we did a mailid. The mailid, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes. We cheshbed the mailid from the mailid of Masa Bereishis till that year to see if the mailid we call out in Shul is based on the cheshbed. That means we went through 5,700 and about 70 years to see if our mailid fits. And the results were basically that it fits. You have to know what you're doing because we came out 6 hours off, which was upsetting to me until I realized that when Tosfos says 6 hours, it's what we call noon. We call 12 o'clock. Because Tosfos is chesing 6 hours into the day. The day being, let's say, 6 a.m. So Tosfos 6 hours. Tosfos says Vav Shois. He means Vav Shois into the night, which we call midnight. So the Meilid does come out. So we had papers with just numbers. We threw in the garbage in LaGuardia Airport. But I saw afterwards the Chazon Ish put them in Seamus. There were papers just with numbers. And this is all Limud HaTorah. So that, the Cheshbon HaTekufis and Mazalos, and the way the heavenly bodies work, is Limud HaTorah. So it's hard to know exactly what the Chasam Sefer means, that it has to be for Limud HaTorah, unless this is included in Limud HaTorah.
It's a science project. You're not doing it for the purpose of Torah at all. You're not doing it for
learn. Well, you have to learn the way the earth travels in order to be able to understand all the cheshbonos in the Gemara. If you don't understand, if you don't know the way things work, you can't possibly figure out what it's talking about.
It's
people don't know this. When they start learning it, they say, oh, leave me alone. Just tell me the numbers. I don't need this stuff. They can't listen because it's all like you're talking French to them. Somebody who has a rudimentary knowledge, so you can start teaching him the things. But somebody doesn't know how the sun and the moon travel in the sky, so how are you going to start explaining it to them? It's not possible.
So it wasn't just a matter of learning Torah. He used it for practice.
Well, Gamliel used it to question Adam, that's for sure. The question is how far to stretch that heter. That's the question.
Let's say teaching quiz and acceptance was shown.
There's no question. That's l'slamid shari. It's b'tul chatzila.
The more this is made to him, or l'slamid even if he made it himself?
There are two different terutzim. L'slamid is one teretz. There's another teretz, shani rav gamliel d'achayr masulai. The Chayim also like him, mean he told them to make it, because he said Amir Olakum is awesome on this. So maybe it means that that others made it. Again, one teretz is that it was, but that it was pieces. Okay, so this is the Isser of Sifdalid, which is a, as I said, an unfortunately not well-known Isser, making statues is Isser. Now, getting back just to the photographs. A photograph on a wall. If you didn't take the photograph, you just hung it up, according to this, there's no problem. According to Tamei Kabbalah, there are. I don't understand it. But Rabbi Yosef Eibshitz says, having the pictures, that's his Lashon. And I think I saw the Divrei Malkiel, which is only 120 years ago. Divrei Malkiel also writes strongly. He says you shouldn't have pictures of Gedolim in your house. They're not happy that you have the pictures there, etc. Now, I mentioned last week, if the Gadol had pictures in his own house, I guess you can't sell Yenicha Lahem. But if those who held that, it's awesome. So Muslim, you shouldn't do it. So that, well, studying, you mean drawing a picture. Study your last, study it. Yeah, take pictures. All these things depend on the Islamid, if it has to be Liman HaTorah or all the Islamid. I only know one Maram Malkim, which is Machmir, but my gut feeling is they're going to be Mekilim.
I think he's asking for
Parnassah.
If it's your Parnassah. I think if it's Osir, that it's Osir. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. The difference is you have on who to rely. What? To print a picture of a sunrise is. People. Again, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, pictures of people as Mutter. Bedavamur Bebal, by Lattes. So it's Mutter. There is a Tazmiz Ramban. That's Mashmir. So I'm going to tell you. I can't tell you it's 100%. But that's why the reason the world is Mekel is because the Ikar Aloch is there.
What about having him?
He answered, okay.
What about having
now, the house? Keeping them in the house. Api Aloch is zero Shaila. I should say some Kabbalistic reasons. I don't know what he means.
No, there was a newspaper.
The latter heaven, yeah. There's no Chshad when it's not Avodah Zarah. Chshad is either Chshad Avodah Zarah or Chshad that you made it. On a newspaper, no one thinks you made it, and no one thinks Avodah Zarah. Now, I do want to point out one more thing. We're going to get to Siv Zion. In Siv Zion, it brings a machlaikis if it's only Osir a Tzura Shleima or even a Tzura Sarayish B'lay Hagruf. Now, Rama says the minig is to be Mekel, that, in other words, even if you want to, let's say you're thinking, maybe I should be Machmir, be Yaitzir Ramban. You have to remember that there is a sheet in Rama says the minig is like him, that to have just a bust of a person, just from the shoulders up, to have a statue we're talking about, Rama holds a flat picture is mutter. A statue from shoulders up, that the Rama holds is mutter. Hapanim b'lay haguf. So, even if someone's going to be machmir on pictures, but if you have pictures that are not the full guf, so vaita, you have what to rely on, what to be mekel. Whether the Kabbalists are going to hold to this, I don't know, but... I'm not sure. I'm not sure how far. I guess we get this design. I'll try to see if I find it.
The uncropped picture of the Ben Ishai, if I recall it doesn't have him full standing. He's standing staggered between someone else, so it's just his maybe waist up.
Could be. That's the only picture.
Does it matter if he's clothed? Because then you don't see him. You don't see the body anymore.
No, clothing doesn't. It's not only.
No, I'm just.
Yeah, no. Anything that's a normal covering is a clothing.
Like on the moon or the sun, if something's blocking it, something.
Yeah, if it's something, yeah, it's true. It's true. If a table's blocking, that's the question. A table blocking, that could be. Okay. Yeah. Again, the Isser Asiyah is absolute. You shouldn't make it. Now, once it's made, to have it is only Asam Nechashad. So there was a Chachma Sadam I mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago, that somebody, everyone knows, no one's Ivid that is an Avodah Zarah, that that's what to have. But you should know, it's not so Pashit. I mentioned about dolls, the Heter of three Gedalei HaPaiskim, the Chachma Sadam and the Nitziv and Nechal Eshkel, that dolls that everyone knows, you're not Ivid as Mutter. But that's not to make it. You tell me you never make dolls. What happens if the arm or the leg pops off a doll? The baby comes to you and you put it, stick the arm back in, the leg back in. That's asiya. That should be problematic. So what do? You call a guy to put it back on. I don't know. But that would be asiya. Or a mobile, you're putting together the moon. If the moon comes in two pieces, it has to be assembled. I don't know if that would seem to be problematic. But if it comes a moon, you only have to assemble it by putting it on something, then that's okay. But I saw an interesting shaila. There's a sefer Vaharevna. Reb Zilberstein, either he gets a million shailas, the most interesting, or he has a good imagination, but I don't know. He brings the following shaila came to Reb Eliyashiv. There was a photographer at a wedding, and the chassan told the photographer, he had a lot of Rosh Hashivas coming, to make sure he get a picture of me with each gadol, because that he really wanted. The photographer's pictures, a lot of them got messed up. A lot of the pictures were messed up. So he felt very bad about the gadolim pictures. So he took the photo wizard, what do they call it, Photoshop, and he made pictures of the gedolim with the chassan, with the background from the wedding. He did it, and it looked beautiful. He says, much nicer than the originals. You know, originals are never nice, but when you go, it's much nicer. And he gave it to him. And afterwards, he wasn't sure, you know, he took payment for it, and he wasn't sure if he was going to have his das. So he asked Rabbi Yashiv. What? So he asked Rabbi Yashiv. So Rabbi Yashiv told him, Gneva's das it was, but Gneva's mamin it wasn't. Gneva's mamin, what did he want? He wanted a reminder of his wedding. So he has a reminder. He thinks it's from his wedding. It's a reminder of the wedding. Gneva's das, he said it was. There's no tashlum b'di'evet. But Gneva's mamin, it wasn't. So you don't have to pay. You don't have to go back and correct whatever you did. So I don't know. But he didn't ask, so it's making pictures, apparently.
Is the shuvah Gneva's das being Moshiach?
I don't think so. If it's not an afkamina, I don't know if you have to burn it. Sifei. Tabas. Now, Taz Yigimel is an important Taz. We're going to get back to it later. Tabas Yesha Lehachaisen. Tabas, if you have a signet ring. I skipped something. If you have a signet ring, now it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't say the words Shehut Suras Adam. The Gemara just says Tabash Yeshal Achaisim, a Tabas that has a signet ring, if the image, let's say the image of a person is protruding, then you're not allowed to wear it. But you're allowed to sign with it. Now we're not talking about making it, we're talking about wearing it. Why are you not allowed to wear it? So he said, Nehachashad, you're not allowed to keep it. Umutalach Simba, why are you allowed to sign with it? Because when you press it into wax, the result of the impression is a tsura that shrekas. That's recess. You always think of recess. Umutalach Simba. Vimaisa tsura shrekas. If the signet ring was a recessed image, Mutalanicha Vasalach Timba, Neshanachim Tasabai Tsura Vailatas. Even if a guy signed with Inaki, but who had the Mishat Surais, and who had them with all the Tsuris. Now, first of all, the only thing that's mentioned on this sif is the Shas Kasha, that what's the Chiddush? Shas says, what's the Chiddush here? Why does it say here that I didn't know already? We said before, it's Asalahashais, any Tsura of those Tsuris Asurais that are violet. We already said it before. So the Shach in Chav Tes asks, what's the Chiddush here? In this Sif, there is no Chiddush in the Sif. The Chachmas Adam, without bringing the Shach, Chachmas Adam says the following. He says, statues of human beings are Aser. And he brings from Siv Zion that there are those who say that only if it's a full person, not if it's just to bust the head or head up. So he says, what about when you say a statue, a normal statue is 360 degrees. It's the person all around. It's a statue of the full human being. What happens if you have an image that's from the face? It's a statue, but it's a statue you would hang on the wall, not a statue that has the back, only the front view, and it's not, but only flat, because flat says, but let's say it's the back is flat. He says, what about that? So he writes, Nirali da Aser, in parentheses he writes, Me Sifei, Me Tabash, Chais Me Bailit Sifei. So what he's saying is, that's the Chiddush here. When you have a signet ring, you can't make with a signet ring, you can't make a statue that's 360 degrees. You're pressing it into wax. So, right, you can only have its widest point. It can't come back again. And therefore, this sif, according to Chachmas Sadam, is a chiddush that when we say a statue, it means even a 180-degree image of a person. It doesn't have to be a 360-degree image of a person. So that's something of a chiddush. Now, I said the Gemara doesn't say Tzura Sadam. Tabai Shechash with Tzura Sadam. He's sticking Tzura Sadam because we paskin that Tzura Sadam... That kechavim mazalois are mutter if they're flat. So he's saying lafuki kechavim mazalois, which are mutter if they're flat, which is machlokes the Rosh and Benatam in Avodah Zarah. There's a Magen Avraham. It's Simin Shin Aleph. It's interesting Magen Avraham. He says to go out on Shabbos with a ring. A ring is a tashit. You're allowed to wear a ring on Shabbos. A man also, if it's a man's ring, is allowed to wear it. He says a ring that has a tzura by letus of a person, you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. It's not a takshit, because it's also to wear. It says in Yerodei, you're not allowed to wear it. So memela, that makes it ois takshit. You have a person who doesn't care what it says in Shulchan Aruch, he's wearing it. So we're telling him, you're mechal Shabbos, because it's not a takshit. A peladik a chiddush. So, but they ask a kasha. Prima gadim is mesupik, if you wear shatnez out in the street, someone wears shatnez if he's chayef for carrying. That prima gadim simi yud gimel by tzitzis. He's mesupik if wearing shatnez in the street is carry. So they ask, but the Magen Avraham is beferish. He says if it's usa to wear it, so it's tashit. So what's a teretz? A teretz is there is a tashit and a beged l'chayre. A tashit is something that beautifies. If it's usa, it doesn't beautify it. It's not beautified by isurim. A beged is something that warms the body. So something that warms the body, protects the body. So it protects the body. So that's a suffix. Now this is negeya, something that to me, I always wonder about this, and I never got a good answer, about the question of wearing arba kamfais with posel tzitzis. Let's say tzitzis became posel, ripped in a way that passels it. So the understanding is that, now if it happens during the week, first of all, what do? Why do you want to take it off? You're in the middle of the subway in front of everybody. So what's the eitzah? No?
9 to 3.
Very good. So the eitzah is, you mafkir it, right? Tzitzis, like lulav, has to be lachem, that everyone knows. Tzitzis, gedilim tasa lacha. And it also is a din of lacha. If it's not your dalet kamfis, you don't make a bracha. You don't, if you borrow from someone else a talis, then, wait 1 minute, if you borrow from someone else, you borrow a talis, so the only reason you make a bracha is the assumption is he's giving it to you to make the mitzvah. But if something is not yours, then there's no mitzvah. If you know it's not yours, it's not a mitzvah.
So,
or in the story about traphasize, it's not yours, it's mutter. The eitzah to do, if you're in the subway, you don't want to get undressed. So although in the subway no one noticed, I don't think anybody would look at you. But what you do is you mafker it. You say Harizu Hefker and you mafker it the Arba Kamfis. The problem, you're not allowed to wear Arba Kamfis without tzitzis.
So you have a beggar.
You have a beggar.
You're wearing the
beggar. Now, the issue is the following. On Shabbos, to go out with it. So the place can say that going out with pasul tzitzis is carrying on the tzitzis that are there. It's difficult for me to understand because it's a beged. And even the strings are things, it is a certain look to Dalet Kamfis. Dalet Kamfis has tzitzis on it. So only kosher, it looks different, pasul tzitzis, I don't know. It's a little funny. I'll tell you, the are machmirim. They say the briskers are machmir. Today, not all the briskers are briskers. So it's not, in brisk, what they do is one thing, and what the Soloveitchiks were machmir is another thing. But they say that the Soloveitchiks didn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos, b'shusarab, because of the Baal Amorah Shita. It's really Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Rebbe, in the Mishnah Menachis, holds that tcheles ma'akvin is a lavan. If you don't have tcheles, you don't wear lavan. I think it's Rebbe, right? And the Baal Amorah paskins that way. Palomar says that nowadays nobody should wear dalakamphis, because if you don't have tcheles, then there's no mitzvah to wear lavan. Now, we don't pass me to Balamar. Chayisrael doesn't pass me to Balamar. Every day. The Balamar himself holds because you're wearing dal kafis without tcheles. He holds tcheles ma'akim as well. So they were machmir out this Balamar on Shabbos, with the shiloh carrying on Shabbos, not to wear Bishul Sarabim because the strings are extra. To me, it's a plia. Because let's say Kapishmaya, they pass me to Balamar. But since down here, the minig is like the Rambam, who hold paskin like the Chachamim. Even let's say Klapishmai, they're wrong. But it's not carrying, because it's a beged. Lamai said that's the look of the beged. Just like if it would be the style of the beged, you're allowed to wear fringes at the edge of a beged. Daniel Boone had his fringes all over the place. So you'd be allowed to wear it. So the same thing, it should be mutter anyway. That's the look. You know what I mean? If it looks right, it should be mutter. So it could be that Chumra is based on this Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, if it's Osir, it's Osir. But here it's a beggar, not a tashit. If our answer to Prima Gadim is true, a beggar should be mutter anyway. It's only a tashit that's Osir.
They get a guy who's
yeah, that's it. They wanted to return. I'm talking about those who don't have tailors. I'm talking about those who don't. Okay. All right, anyway. Pisrei Tshuva Tess, the cooler, if you have a minute. Pisrei Tshuva Tess, I want to go back to Ches as well.
Yeah, I want to call it before I leave.
All right, we have very good news for Mark. A kula, if you have a signet ring with the image of a person on it, Pisrei Tshuva Tess, as Ayin B'Sefer Tiferes L'Maisha, Shekasa, V'Dafka Ala Mechubadim. The Isser to have an image of a human being is also only on Kelim Mechubadim, Geshurai Tabais, Tur B'Shem Ramban, Dayim Prisha Pirushai. But in Kelim Mevuzim, it's Mutter, Pisrei Tshuva Tess. Dayim Prisha Pirushai, that's what it says. The Niralidi Geres Bechlam of Uzenheim. A letter is like a keli mavozel. The Kachnegin had to lasim b'chaisim shakuali Geres apitzuras adam shalim. The minig in his day to sign on the letter. We said before to make should be innocent deraisim. To keep it is asim nechashad. Says on keli mavozin there's no chashad. No one thinks it's tafai dezara. So the mele it's mutter. Now I don't understand this. That's a heter to keep it. But l'cheinoygin het the lachtoim b'chaisim shaku aligeres apitzuras adam shalim to make it l'sasim iti is aser even on kelim avuzim. So I don't understand this. I don't have a tiferes l'maisha, so I can't look it up. What? No, it's into wax. It's a signet ring into wax. You're thinking of a stamper that you put in ink. But you're talking here about the shekas ap b'chaisim shaku aligeres. I'm sorry. What?
Will become a letter.
B'chaisim shakua.
Shakua means.
What is chaisim shakua? It means the ring is shakua and the wax is. So then I don't understand it. If the ring is shakua and you're making the wax be boilet, that's the sasaniti. That's not. Kelim of Uzun doesn't help. Unless he means that the ring is boilet and maybe the wax is the shakua. What? See, now I have it. So on that he's saying that. I mean, the ring is not a keli mevuzah. The ring is a keli mechubad. Yeah, you're right. So I'm not sure what he's referring to. He says it's mutter, but I'm not sure what the heter is. Okay, Pisrei Tshuva Ches is related to Sivav. So let's learn Pisrei Tshuva Ches first, and then we'll get to the issue. The issue that we're touching on now is the following. We now know that statues of everything else is mutter. If you have a desire to have statues in your house of whatever your heart desires, of anything that's not a person, an angel, a celestial body, basically those three, all other statues, right, there's nothing else, all other statues are mutter. So that's not an issue. The question that the Pesukim talk about is whether it's right to have these tzurais in a Beis HaKnesses, in a shul. And that we're going to see the big chalukei deis. It's one thing that changed from when I was a kid. As a kid, every shul had lions in front of the shul, not 360 degree statues, but protruding images of lions. If they didn't have it on top of the aron, they had it at least on the pareches, but protruding, not just really lions. What?
We had eagles also in those days.
You had eagles too? You're older than me. In my days, we only had... maybe on the flagstaff? On the flagstaff, they had an eagle. Okay. Wasn't the top of the flagstaff of the Israeli flag? Do you remember? You didn't have an Israeli flag, right? All right. So let's see. This is a tremendous amount of discussion. Let's see what we can cover. You know, let's start to evolve. We'll come back to B'Sei Tshuva in a minute. Tzurais habehemais chayais. We'll get to that. Tzurais habehemais chayais va'ayfais v'dagim. V'tzuras ilanais u'dishayim u'kiyaitze behen. Mutter lotzurais habehemais ha'tzura be'letes. Forget about keeping it. You're even allowed to make it. You're allowed to make statues of other creatures, trees, grass, u'kiyaitze behen. You're allowed to make them. There's no issur. And the Shah says, you're certainly allowed to keep them. So easy sif, a heter. Tazio Dalit, however, says, because of a God's Hashrim, if he had Beis Yisrael, B'Shem Rebbeinu Eli Yaakov, Dein Lotzor B'Beis HaKnesses, Surais Eilu Shloyeh Nirek Mishtach Avelahem. The shuls should not have it. I remember... the old Bialystok shul, if I remember correctly, the murals on the ceiling were incredible. I think there were murals of heavenly bodies there, stars, and they were, right? I don't know today. I know they repainted. Every shul in Europe. Yeah, not the Shtiblach, I'm sure. But all the synagogues. So they had murals on the thing. So the question is... So what's the heter? So right away, I would assume when I read this Taz, first thing that came to mind is Rav Gamliel, Rabim Shani. In a place where there's a Rabim, it should be Mutter. Why here is it Asur? So we're going to have to answer that. Before you answer that, I want you to see the Birkei Yosef. Turn back to the side of the page. This is Birkei Yosef. Beis Lechem Yud. Let's start the Birkei Yosef. Beis HaKnesses say, B'bayis Mokim Shemispalim B'Kfiyas. The shul, or any place he daven steadily, pshita li da'asa, k'divir Rabbeinu El Yaakov, shevim b'si yasef. Kol ha'ray, shevim b'si yasef, negda yesh l'gam gein b'hem. All the arguments of the b'si yasef are not clear. V'hamayrim heta l'spalu b'kfiyas b'makaymais, sheyesh tzuris elu, asidim li'tin asadim. So he's not only talking about the people who put it there, he's talking about the people that daven there. So he says, ha'radak b'agayis of k'sav yad, he's quoting the radak. V'atah, Nitfisu Chuvis Moran Akaidesh Hakadosh Sefer Afkas Reichel. Who's that? Afkas Reichel? That's the Beis Yosef, Beis of Karol. The Chuvis in Afkas Reichel. Mesimis Amagimel Kasr Dirabeno El Yakim Iker. Vaosr Losum Alahechol Eve Mitzieres Bitsuris Aryeh Ukayaitse. It's also to put on the Hechol, the front of the Shul, a stone with the image of a lion, Ukayaitse. Chediskem Aram. Me Padova, Sham Simson Achavis, Kimusha, Marie Kapsali, the Osir. So he has the Birkei Yosef saying, what?
It's not a whole line.
It says, Evan Hamitsuyeres Bitsuris Aryeh. So I'm not sure. Turn back to the Beis Lechem Yehuda. There are two Beis Lechem Yehudas. I'm going to want to see the first one, but I'm going to start with the second one. The second one is what we're talking about now. So in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, halfway down, it says Shom Sivav, Kasev Bagos Hashri, Dein Lotzer Beis HaKnesses Tzurais, Shloyin Nira Nira Kemishtachav Elohem, L'chayra Nira Dafka B'Kaisel Mizrahi. He says the Issa should only be on the eastern wall, Shemishtach Vin Shom. We bow in that direction. But the Sinner Arabim, Risi B'Kamakilas Kedoshais, Shein is Harim B'Zeh. Listen to that language. So about the Sinner Arabim, we see many shuls that are not careful. Ve'ein Yodei Atam Shalahem. I don't know why they're doing it. Other rabba, roi limchait b'chol ha'defanesh ha'mitzayrin surais. Do'yesh be'ezim be'sekneses ha'pesach b'tzadorim, b'tzad sofin. K'shiyesim be'sekneses b'shachm l'tzad shekenegdai. can also liya sham shum sura. So he started off that the Mizrach wall is asr. Now he's saying every wall should be asr. Chol mishes biyadei limchais veinemaycha asr litein esedin. Very powerful language against the custom in all of these shuls. So here, what? We stop bowing down when we leave the shul. The Sfaradim still do. They don't have the surahs. So the problem is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabim Shani. Why is everyone making a tumult? The Gemara says, Rabim Shani. So look at Pisrei Tshuva Ches. Back to the first page. Ayin b'shaz tshuvas divrei yaisisim in Ches. Shanishul in tziru b'dal se sahechol. Abeis haknesis mibifnim tsuras kechavim. If they drew on the inside of the doors of the shul the image of stars, b'samimon in v'afreizav, with paint and gold glitter or whatever. They say something colored is the same by stars. You don't need by lattes. Even if it's not by lattes, so it's still aser. He asked, what do you mean? B'shal Rabim, there's no chashad. Haylu dafke b'bakim she'im by kedusha. Kehid Rav Gamliel, shahayolei bali yasai. Rav Gamliel had a place where he questioned the witnesses. So it's not a beis hamikdash ma'at. Ava beis hakneses, shu makim kedusha. U'miyuchel lesbal, pshita d'yoidu d'chashin l'chashad atfeime b'yachin b'beisai. There's more reason to be chashad than a yachin in his house. The government forced them. So this is all a quote from the Tshuvas Divrei Yosef. That had a statue. Well, parik Rabim Shani, ayin sham of ulahedi deikir heter b'mnei de Rabim Shani and kemash ulahedi the like advarav. So the Pisrei Tshuva himself says that there's a heter of Rabim Shani. Presumably, this is what the Mekilim relied on, despite the fact that we have an impressive list here. The Taz, v'kiyosu b'slechem Yehuda on the page. Chach Mesadim also says like the Taz that a shul you should have nothing. So just to be Malamed Schus, we have this. There's a Tshuva Sam Sofer in the Likutim, a Tshuva Vav, who says what?
He says,
No, I'll tell you why it's logical. Because the place where you daven, so that the tzedukim, they're going to try to shtup in an image there to that they should bow down to that image. The people that be cursed are going to try to push in things.
The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Gemara asks over there, it says, if somebody, how do we find the shayin by Mishtachavah? We bowed out to something, but he had a mind of Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, oh, had a mind of Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's legal to Shemayim.
Because we're talking nechashad. Here we're saying nechashad. We're making it is one thing. We're talking not about making it. We're talking about having it there. Making it there would be also no matter what, because that's it's their eyes. Nechashad. Nechashad. But Rabbim is no chashad. That the Rabbim is even it. But he's saying in a shul, we're afraid that the guy who donated it really wants to bow down to it, and that's why he put it there. That's what he's saying, whether you agree or don't agree. But what? Yeah. Now, the issue here, there is an issue that the Taz and Shach both address, and that is, my class is in trouble. I don't have my watch. So they're going to have a lot of problems today. But the question here has to do with the constellations. So I'll tell you what they talk about, and I want to get your impression, and then we'll learn the Taz and Shach, I guess, next week, but listen to the Shaila. As you know, there are more than 12 constellations. There are over 80 constellations in the sky, but there are 12, what? The Zodiac, there are 12 constellations of the Zodiac. What makes those 12 special? You're saying like this whole question, right? There's a band of sky, which is the path of the sun, and the 12 constellations of the zodiac are in that band of sky. they make a circle around the earth, six are always visible, and they rotate. That's why they have 12 months in the year, because that's the rotation of the 12. Now, all of these have images which they sort of represent, right? Now you have Leo is a lion. Aryeh is a lion. And Shoer, what's Shoer in English? Taurus is the bull. And now these are creatures, two more creatures, Dagim, fish. There's one other, this one. Tle, the sheep. Scorpion also, the cancer, crab, I mean. So there are five, I thought there were four. Nisan is a sheep, that's Tle. And Er is Shoer, no, is Tle Shoer are two different ones. So there are five creatures. It says here, Tzuris behemoth vaifus amlata. There are five behemoth vaifus for dogim. I guess there are four behemoths and then there's dogim. And these are heavenly bodies. So they ask, that should be us, it should be us to make them, because they're celestial images. What would you answer to that? She has to make a fish. That's the Shachin Taz both is discussion. This is the answer that I would have said. I expect everyone to say, it doesn't look like a fish to me. It doesn't look like a fish to me. And FLP Kane, the Shach and Taz, is the Kasha. They don't answer this. Is that what they answer? I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't look like anything to me. I can't. All right, so we'll see the Shach and Taz's parents, I guess next week.